Welcome to Dish Nation!
Kylie Jenner and Megan Good are wearing their hearts on their sleeves, or should I say their phones.
Ooh, and Rick Ross is shooting his shot! But wait till you hear who he's after.
Plus, later, Andrew Freud is getting the scoop on the new horror movie from the terrifying Saw series. But what you got first, HK?
All right, we're all excited about Usher doing a Super Bowl halftime show next year. It's big vibes. Well, now we have a little more to look forward to, y'all. Get your singles out. Now, Usher's known to have very sexy dances in his shows, and it sounds like we can still expect that. Thank you.
Yes.
But a source said Usher plans on having pole dancers dressed in a tasteful manner, of course, as well as dancers on roller skates. That's going to be
sick. This is cute. They should wear jerseys of the football teams.
Oh,
yeah. Really, really cute.
And then take them off and, like, throw them in the
crowd. No, see, they can't be vulgar.
Oh.
You know, the Super Bowl is real scared from the Janet stuff, so they going to make sure.
That's right,
yeah. They, in all the rehearsals, they're going to see everything. They're going to make sure nothing is being torn off because they don't want any malfunctions.
You know, it's crazy how, like, you know, how aggressive we are against nudity, but I bet you if all the cheerleaders went out there and started twirling guns, you know what I'm saying? Like, they would allow it. Like, America, we built different.
Yeah.
But, man, if there was ever a time for Janet Jackson to come back out, and even if it's a situation where, like, she came out on stage and Usher, like, put the boob thing back up, you know what I'm saying? Like, in a reverse, it's kind of like undoing what was done in the past by JT. And
can we just talk a little more about tastefully dressed strippers, though? Like, what is that? Short shorts and a jersey?
Because strippers are usually naked, so tastefully dressed is just
clothes. Is it going to give Hooters?
Are they still going to do the thing where they click their heels together on stage? Oh, so I've heard.
So you've heard.
So you know, it's where the heels go.
They may put their heels on the pole on roller skates.
But why would he bring women on poles for the Super Bowl?
Why not?
Yeah.
Because the Super Bowl players have probably been to where these people work at before.
Every
they know
time.
The vibes. They know the vibes.
They know the women who's stripping.
I'm going up against Christianity, I think. So
Christianity at the Super Bowl?
Yeah, with women on poles, that's not a good
but
look.
But who said you can't be saved and be a stripper?
How many safe strippers
you know?
It's
a lot of safe strippers.
A lot of
money. It is,
they be praying over the money at the end of the night.
You'd be surprised.
Yo, they give up 10%, so they're...
They pay their tithes.
To the house,
y'all, Megan Good just let us know things are serious with her and her man, Jonathan Majors. But did she do it by accident? Jonathan's missus, Meg, dropped some pics with her dogs and said... Who'd have thunk this cat woman be a dog mom? Those who know me know how truly bizarre this is. And since the internet has no chill, they zoomed on in on her phone and decided that the lock screen pic is a pic of her and Jonathan.
Oh.
So what? That's cute.
There's a part of me, there's just a part of me that thinks that, like, all of these moves are, like, planned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where, like, someone's got their cell phone just on the edge of frame down there. Just got the photo of the two of them on it, just in case somebody zooms in.
No, that looks innocent people are crazy. To me. That don't look planned.
Any chance this could be anyone else?
That had to be her and Jonathan Majors, right? It's not.
It looks like
him. I can see it really good.
That is Jonathan Majors right there with her.
Not the dog.
Not the
dog. Oh, my God.
On the
phone screen, Gary. And Megan's not the only one, y'all, showing her man off this way. El Mexico spotted the youngest Kar Jenner with Timothée Chalamet on her phone. And they said, we met Kylie Jenner upon her arrival at the Prada fashion show, and we couldn't help but notice that she has the cutest wallpaper.
Now, that was way less subtle.
Right.
Right.
Than the other one.
Sometimes you forget, though.
No, for real. Because the way she holding her phone, I don't think that was on purpose. She was just...
Yeah,
they caught her putting her glasses on.
Sometimes you forget.
I mean, I have mine, but, honey, you know.
Yeah, who's on?
Oh, my God.
Why do you look so happy in the picture,
Jeff? Why you got that man God on your phone?
He's my screensaver.
Why?
We were supposed to keep it a secret, Gary.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So
y'all
done
came out, huh?
Tamar, I think I'm on two
I got my wife as a baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's cute.
And I got the streets.
Smart man.
Because I'd be outside.
Oh, man.
The streets.
Yeah, I have advice for life here. Actually, no, this is my comedy set.
You don't have me?
I don't have you, Gary.
Oh, okay.
Oh, how mean.
We'll have to take a couple's photo.
Oh.
Make it official.
I'm going to erase you immediately.
Okay. All right. Well, it looks like Rick Ross has his eyes on Travis Kelce's ex, Kyla Nicole. So back in July, Nicole posted bikini photos on her IG from her vacay in Mexico. And 6 weeks later, Rick Rosé decided to shoot his shot by sliding into her comments to let her know...
Your future bright.
Bye.
Yo. But get this, okay, get
you're
this,
crazy.
Though. That's an excellent impersonation. But get this, Ross's apparent attempt to charm Kayla comes as her past relationship with Travis has come back into focus now that he's dating Taylor. Mm. All right, so what do you guys think about Rick Ross trying to shoot his shot here?
I mean, you miss 100% of the ones you don't take, right?
Thank
like,
you.
If you see something you like, go for it.
I thought he was dating somebody, though, no?
You know how that goes, honey. If he was, honey.
This is all a lesson, because Travis shot the shot at Taylor, and so this should be a lesson to everyone. Shoot your shot.
Yeah.
Really?
And like, Rick Ross has been associated with some baddies, like, throughout history when you look at the tail of the tape. So, like, and she a baddie, too. So, like, this, you know, fits the M.O. You think she gonna give him a shot, though?
Why not?
You're looking stressed over there, Tamar. You don't
like... Yeah. Because I'm just saying, like, if somebody, like, publicly shot, they shot at me, that would, like, they would have, like, a chance.
They would
want to hurt
their
feelings in
front of everybody. No, I'm just saying, I think that's cute. I think that's cute to put it all out there. That's what I'm saying.
Just jump out on the
lid. Yeah.
Oh, it takes a lot. It takes
that's
a
what
lot.
I'm saying.
Well, I need to shoot my shot there.
Well, not here, short set. You got one right next to you.
He ain't shooting no shots here, short set.
If a girl has nicknamed you short set, you have no shot. That's a good lesson there also.
Well, Alicia Keys might be adding, what's the name of it, Tans?
A sommelier.
Yes, that's the wine people, right?
Yes.
Yes, to her resume. Now, according to reports, Alicia filed paperwork to trademark the name Alicia Tees for the launch of her own tea line. And thanks to her hubby, Swiss Beats, who gifted his wife with her own brand of tea bags in 2020 for her birthday and manifested that the brand will one day be sold in Starbucks locations all over the globe.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good man, Savannah, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, it's unclear when the teas will be sold when they arrive and how much they'll cost, but anyone looking forward to Miss Alicia Tees?
Not as much as I was looking forward to Alicia Tees with the E at the end, because I thought she was going into OnlyFans. Because I only heard people...
Yeah. Like
I was like, oh, hell yeah, that's what we doing now? Okay. But, I mean, I don't know. It looked like she would know what she was doing in the tea field, because, like, you know, singers like to keep their voice moist.
Right.
So I think she'd make a good tea.
How baller is it to give someone a brand?
Yeah, that's love.
He didn't give it a brand, he gave us some tea.
It depends on how good you are at brand. Like, if you gave me a whole business to run and I don't have time to run said business, now you just dumped a job on me. And that's not what I asked for.
How cool is it to give somebody a brand, honey?
Yeah.
Alicia Keys took Swizz, but he ain't had much. So she gave him his life.
He always had much.
He ain't had as much as she did.
No. Yes, he did.
Did she came on?
You better
Google
Swiss
Beats. You better Google Swiss Beats.
A huge producer.
But did he have more than Alicia Keys?
He produced DMX and all of the Rough Riders and Eve and everybody.
Beyonce.
Even people before that.
Records with Jay-Z.
Mariah and Jay-Z. Yeah, you got to do
he
your...
He has a large catalog.
Yeah.
He gifted her a painting on their first date because he had it like that. You know what I mean?
That's a lot. That might be too much there.
No,
a painting?
He found out that she was into art. So, like, you know, like, imagine how many times someone went on a date with Alicia Keys and didn't give her a painting.
Yeah.
That's, you know
paint
what I mean?
Me, like, child. I love it.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, y'all. Up next, Brooke Hogan reveals why she decided to skip out on her dad's wedding. We have those details after the break.
Oh. I heard she said, listen here, father.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, welcome back.
Hey.
All right, so this is a name we haven't heard in a while. Brooke Hogan, that's Hulk Hogan's daughter, and she's caused a little bit of a stir after she decided not to attend her father's recent nuptials to his third wife, Skye Daly. So the media got to speculating, but Brooke put the assumptions and rumors to bed by releasing a statement on her social media. She said...
For my own journey to healing and happiness, I have chosen to create some distance between myself and my family, and I'm focusing on people and things that heal my heart and align with my own personal beliefs, goals, and values. I wish him well.
Yeah.
It is the third wedding, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
she's tired
daddy,
of going to these weddings.
That's still your daddy, though.
She's it's like, probably always family drama at these weddings because there's been so many wives, and now it's all these cheerings.
Yeah.
And
that's cutting her out of her part, honey.
It's
the,
too much.
The inheritance.
Stay home, girl.
She also might be feeling away because I guess Skye Daly is just 10 years older than her.
Ooh.
Like, Brooke's 35, Skye Daly's 45. Hulkster 65.
Yeah, well. Yeah, you know, so what's your true intentions with my dad?
Right.
You know, but I do gotta say, I never thought that the first person to wear a durag at their wedding would be a white guy.
Yeah!
Child.
I definitely thought that was gonna be us.
I think it is us. We just don't know the person. They just not famous.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Well, y'all, Brooke might not be into her dad's third wedding, but we know who is into each other. Mm-hmm. That would be Young Miami and Ari Fletcher, they say. Ooh. Things got a little steamy when the two ladies shared a cute little mouth-to-mouth peck.
Oh.
And chatted about their interesting sex life during a live edition of Carisha Please at Revolt World. Well, the two ladies got to talking about threesomes, and Ari admitted she and Moneybagg Yo have invited a very popular actor and artist into their bedroom. She didn't say no names, though, y'all. But when it came time for Carisha to talk about her threesome encounters, she admitted she got so jealous one time she started fighting right in the middle of it getting popped.
Oh, right, baby.
Wow.
Oh. So you think it's a big deal?
Nah.
No, people do that all the time. But I'm trying to figure out who the popular actor and artist was in the Ari situation. Mm-hmm. Because when you think about people who occupy that space, I mean, there's Donald Glover who's an actor and artist. There's Queen Latifah who's an actor and artist. Will Smith.
Why are you naming all these men?
Queen Latifah ain't a man.
So, but I mean the threesome deal, y'all.
What?
Tell us about it, Gary.
No, I mean, no. Have you ever had a threesome?
No.
Y'all never had a threesome, Brad?
No, I don't share.
I'm not interested.
Yeah, I did too. I mean, it's no big deal. No, the only part was it was confusing.
I picture like the Spider-Man meme, but everyone's naked.
Yeah. it's just too confusing. So
this
is getting
out of control, Chad.
What were the rules? Did y'all have rules?
It wasn't no rules, but it was just confusing because I'm like, I can't enjoy you because you.
Who was it?
Now, as an adult, I wouldn't do it. I would not have a threesome. No way, because especially for somebody that I like.
Yeah, because I'd be like, Carisha, I'm fighting.
Exactly.
I can't share.
Queen walking away with the telephone number in her ass, honey. I'm like, girl, you're not supposed to get that number. So, you know.
Yeah. And don't somehow they get the number.
Somehow they got to stay in touch.
Yeah, somehow they got the contact.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
They whispering it to him between strokes. Yeah. 4, 5, 7, 2, 8, 2, 7, 6, 9. Coming up, our buddy Andrew Freud is getting us into the Halloween spirit and dishing with the crew who made the latest Saw movie come to life right after the break.
Oh, wow.
Area code 27.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am getting ready to have the absolute crap scared out of me and sit down with the team behind Saw X. Take a look. Now, this was my first Saw experience, and holy because I was very beside myself watching it. You know, I'll start with you. Is what was it like coming back, you know, these 10 plus years later?
It was great. And I wouldn't have done it if I hadn't read the script and been bowled over by what a unique approach they were taking to the 10th episode, really, in a franchise. But I read it and I was like, this is absolutely brilliant in its conception to center on Tobin's character of John Kramer and to kind of portray him in an empathetic light and let the audience into his soul and go on this journey with him.
There's a lot of blood, there's a lot of gore. What are you telling your actors when they're getting their legs cut off? Like, what is that?
Well,
scream again.
sometimes, directorially, I'll pump them up as much as I can. But frankly, they all brought their game to this. And, they wouldn't have gotten the parts if in the auditions they hadn't sold it just as passionately as what you see on the screen.
When I first got the script, there was a scene towards the, latter part of the film. And I think you know which one, because they have to make a rope out of something.
And I Jesus think, Christ.
Exactly, Jesus Christ. God. And that scene, I go, oh my God, in the script. And then like a couple minutes later, I called the producer. I was like, I really want to do this movie because this is going to be part of like horror history. And I think people are going to talk about that scene for a very long time.
Okay, okay. How much fake blood was used in this thing compared to the other ones? Like, and what's it made out? Talk to me about fake blood. Do you guys own all fake blood in the plant? Like, Barbie created all the pink, bought all the pink. You got all the blood.
A lot of fake blood in the. I don't want to give traps away, but if you've heard of waterboarding, we do a bloodboarding trap in the movie, and yeah, that we went through
multiple
hundreds
gallons.
Now I'm hooked, so I'm gonna go back and watch the. I'm gonna have to watch all of them.
So you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I mean.
He's not sure if it's enjoyment.
I can't
even. He doesn't know what he feels.
Exactly.
He hasn't processed it yet.
Final question is why do audiences keep coming back? Why do we like to torture ourselves and see this?
So why are you gonna start watching the next ones?
Because I want to torture myself and see it.
Thank you so much.
You scared the out of me.
Thank you.
Really?
Thank you.
Terrifying.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all, baby. Okay, it's time for...
What the hell?
And baby, this is a good one, honey. Now, TikToker Miss Mary Mazzagui revealed, honey, that she actually tried on one of Naomi Campbell's wigs.
Ooh.
And honey, you won't believe, bitch, how much it cost. Check it out.
Okay, so this is a more than 30 inches in virgin hair, and it is priced at $13,000.
What is virgin hair?
Like the person never done it before?
Yeah.
That means that it's not.
How can you trust them?
It's not chemically treated.
Okay.
Also, side note, if I'm Naomi Campbell and they're making these wigs for me and these samples for me, I might feel a certain way if someone else got to wear my wig.
Oh.
Naomi was not happy with the fact that this lady put her wig on her head.
Oh, by the way.
So what's the most you ever spent on hair, Tanner?
On hair?
Mm-hmm.
About $12,000.
Really?
Yeah, that's when I got my hair moved from here to here.
You got good hair, too. That's worth
thanks,
it.
Thanks.
What about your hair? How much did you spend on your weave?
I wish I could find a weave that I could spend some money on. You know what I'm saying? I'm just doing the best I got with what I have.
What about you?
The most I've spent, $50.
50? Yeah.
Oh, a haircut. Have you ever worn a toupee?
Oh, no, honey.
Oh, okay.
And you know what I noticed too, as my hair gray, is they say the carpet don't match the drapes.
Who says that?
I look at it every day in the mirror.
So you like Dougie Fresh up top,
crazy.
Morgan Freeman down
there? Yeah, because I'm like,
the carpet don't match the drapes.
Wow. Yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.